Shame Report with Dave Damashek reporting.
Damashek here. Boy, this place is darker than it was in the Superdome on Sunday. Which reminds me, Super Bowl 47 was one of the best and weirdest big games ever. There was also plenty of shame to go around. Just remember, players and coaches, don't get angry at me if I call your name. Ultimately, I didn't put you on this list. You put you on this list. Let it begin! At number five, Niners offensive coordinator Greg Roman, who inexplicably in the fourth quarter decided to go away from his team's strength. Yeah, Ravens corner Jimmy Smith probably did deserve a yellow flag for grabbing onto Michael Crabtree. But why didn't Roman just stay on the ground in that spot? Same goes for the two-point conversion. Kaepernick and Gore were gashing the Ravens' D on the ground. Why run fade routes? That'd be like Aquaman taking a bad guy out of the sea and onto the beach for a fight. Hey. At number four, society's brain police who say watching too much TV is bad for us. Didn't seem to hurt Ravens speedster Jacoby Jones on Super Sunday. And as for you, Chris Culliver, whether you like it or not, it's your job to touch that man on the ground. Nothing sweet about your performance on Sunday. At number three, this Pitbull fella, who I understand was also in New Orleans for Super Bowl week. We didn't catch up, but it's just as well. I can't shake the feeling he and I wouldn't be friends. I don't mean that in a one-sided way either. It'd be mutual. I can't figure out what's up with this guy. He's always doing this move. What is he? Is he happy? Is he angry? I can't tell. But I do know that Matt Money Smith, Jamie Maggio, and I did ask a dancing expert while we were on Media Row just a couple of days ago.
The singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his one song. If you
Which
ain't
one?
Working hard, better picture that with a Kodak.
Look at that.
That's my favorite song because I go by that motto.
Hey, Gronk, the Pats called. They want to see you doing a lot less of this on Kodak. Now it's time for this week's Get Out of Shame free card, which goes to the Harbaugh brothers. I know a lot of people had more than their fill of the Jim versus John story, but not me. I'm hooked. Matter of fact, I want more of it. We need a competition-style reality show for these boys, with events including debating, breakdancing, competitive lying.
Toughest moment of all was walking across the field.
And one-man tug of war. And we shall call it Jim and Johnny Take On Each Other. Now, back to the shameful. At number two, Niners wide receiver Michael Crabtree. For this, down in front, man. You just deflected a TD pass away from the best wide receiver of all time.
I really do think that I'm the greatest receiver to ever play this game.
Well, aside from Jerry Rice and Calvin Johnson and maybe T.O., Michael Irvin, and Larry Fitzgerald. Oh, did I mention Steve Largent? Besides them, though. And that brings me to number one and the brown paper bag of shame, which this week goes to Dave Wannstedt, who back in 2005, as the head coach at Pitt, decided to start QB Tyler Palco over Joe Flacco. I doubt John Harbaugh agrees with that call right now. And I don't know what it means, but back in 94, when he was the Bears head coach, Wannstedt went with Eric Kramer at QB and let some other guy named Jim Harbaugh walk out the door. It's a small world called football. You know what I'm saying, Joe? Joe, wake up. You're not a backup anymore. I don't know if you're elite or the best, but I do know you're a Super Bowl champion and you're about to be real, real rich. Mazel tov to you and all the Ravens. As for me, I have a confession to make. That blackout on Sunday, I'm the culprit. I dimmed the lights. I'm feeling ashamed about my body. I don't know if it was in honor of it being Super Bowl 47, but I gained exactly 47 pounds in New Orleans last week. The food was too good. You know what? I'm giving myself this. It's a brown paper bag of shame, although a full body bag would probably be better. But who are you to judge me? And with that, we put a wrap on another grand football season. But don't worry, I'll still be around. We'll do more off-season shame reports, the Dave Damashek football program available on iTunes, and other assorted hooey and nonsense. I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout-out to my pals, the Foreman, Mitchell Schwartz, Deuce Simmons, and Bo DeSilva for all the great help this season with the shame report. And until I don't know when, try not to embarrass yourselves. Shame.